Thank you, Mr. Takasu, and thank you, Mr. Secretary General. Good morning to all of you. We are very excited to greet you through VTC, which is a very efficient mode of bringing centralized offices with the decentralized office. We hope that at some point we will see you here in the region. And one opportunity that's coming is to grace the 70th anniversary of the UN ASCAP in May this year. Having stated that, I'd like to raise an institutional problem that we face as a regional commission and then go into your change management elements. First of all, I think I mentioned this to you earlier also, that regional commissions, as you would appreciate, are the decentralized arms of the United Nations. They have great potential. However, the organization as a whole is not very fit to deal with decentralization. We are a very centralized organization, as we see, and of course, it is a bit of a challenge to really see how we can strike a right balance between centralization and decentralization of a complex and large organization. Regional commissions are your decentralized arms, but yet they are governed totally by a very centralized secretariat, with, of course, policies and procedures that may require a lot of re-examination, given that with decentralization, we are talking about a more delegation. So this is a complex debate, but being very far off from New York, there are lots of processes and procedures. When we sit in a very dynamic region of Asia Pacific, a lot of member states are questioning that we have been able to change our budgetary procedures, human resources procedures. How come United Nations is taking so long and is not very responsive to the demands of the clients? Because clearly we want to be able to, our budgets are written 2 years ahead of the situation, and if we have to deal with issues of 21st century now, we have no flexibility to change the work programs for over 2 years. And similarly, there is no labor flexibility, because while we advocate mobility, the reality on in the ground is that regional commission staff is not able to adjust in the other offices. Our staff remains within the regional commission because there are no opportunities for them to even move to, say, New York, or for that matter, Geneva or other places. So mobility, while it is being thought of being instituted, is restricted because of lack of mobility of people in more attractive centers, as we see. Moving from some of these issues, I'd like to just welcome very warmly all your change management initiatives and the directions that you have laid out. We are here to fully support you in that as a team, not only of the ASCAP management, but I'm represented here by the UN system as a whole that is working, trying to work more closely at a regional level amongst themselves. We are very much encouraged by the announcement of the establishment of a dedicated hub to coordinate sustainable development. I think it is very much needed to ensure better horizontal coordination in line with your vision. Frankly, there is no principal place where coordination of sustainable development was occurring. And we are very encouraged that there will be better leadership from New York for sustainable development agenda to get others to work together. Regional commissions have strengthened cooperation and coordination with the rest of the UN system to tap synergies and eliminate redundancies, but a lot more work is needed to leverage better policy coordination and consistency. And for that, it is very important that New York owns the regional commissions better and enhances the integration of the regional commissions with the UN secretariat system. To conclude, I'd like to say that I am particularly personally also encouraged to hear of your emphasis on decentralization, and we look forward to hearing from you on how you see decentralization unfold, particularly in context of the regional commissions, which are very important hubs that are coordinating all the regional policies and development agenda. Horizontal cooperation, having worked in some other agencies, international agencies, I believe can only come through change in staff incentives and a real performance management system. Here, performance management system pays only lip service to performance management system. There are also issues of effectiveness and efficiency, which can only come through what you have already pointed out, through flexible and simplified but more modern budgetary rules and regulation, and we really count on your leadership and would be very happy to support you in this. I just want to make the last point that as regional commissions, we could add greater value and speed to global response if UN management and secretariat are ready to delegate and not come from New York to do the work at the regional level, but to really trust regional commissions to do your task. You save a lot of money through that and also enjoy the benefit of our proximity to the policymakers here. Thank you, Mr. Secretary General.